Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Day four of the second Ashes test. It's in Adelaide. It's Australia against England, of course. And unbelievably, England were handed a lifeline overnight. I say handed a lifeline. They created it themselves. Some wonderful bowling. Let's find all about it from Jamie Bowman and do our Ashes breakfast. Morning, Jamie.
Morning. How are you?
Yeah, now, we wouldn't have thought this time yesterday morning, would we?
No. I mean, the fact that we're still even in with the slightest chance is pretty amazing, actually, and full credit to England's bowling, but it doesn't half leave a feeling that why weren't we doing this before? Because they bowled so well and they've really given themselves a chance. But I was all prepared. I know I was pretty negative yesterday, but I was all prepared to be a bit more positive about 20 minutes ago. And then we've gone and lost two quick wickets. So we're now 60 for two, still chasing 354. So it's going to be a massive, massive, massive ask to do this. But there is a slight chance. And the fact that there even is a slight chance it's down to the bowlers, so you know there's something to grasp hold of this morning.
Right, so 293 more runs to win. It just in the scheme of things, how big a chase is this?
Oh, it's massive. I mean, it's the biggest. It's certainly the biggest chase in Ashes history. Biggest, one of the biggest chases in Test history. To be honest, it'll be very unlikely. What they have got on their side is the time. They've got the rest of today and all day tomorrow to do it. So the time is there. They can do it. But losing both openers now, it's going to be a massive ask. 8 wickets for Australia to get. You feel after tea today, it's going to be the bowling conditions. It's going to get dark. It's going to, as we've seen, the ball seems to move around a lot more in the evening session, and you can't help feeling that England can do incredibly well to get through that session without losing a couple more wickets. But we cling to hope. We're England fans. That's what we do.
So Australia didn't enforce the follow-on. Why was that? Is there a little bit of arrogance there? Did they slightly slip up on their decision?
Well, I think we were talking about this. We were talking about this yesterday, weren't we? It's really gone out of fashion, actually. I mean, England really do it as well to enforce the follow-on. It seems to be this thing called that's become very fashionable called scoreboard pressure. You just amass the runs, you know, and really beat the other team down. Obviously, that can backfire, which it did. Mm. And yeah, I think there was a bit of arrogance there. I think one of the bowlers, I think it was Mitchell Stark, mentioned that there wasn't even a discussion about it. Steve Smith just said, "We're not going to enforce it." So maybe there is a, you know, he's a young captain, he's finding his way, and he is known as a bit of a cocky so-and-so. So maybe that there is an element of that, you're right.
This idea that build as many runs as you can and basically trying to humiliate the opposition, is it?
Yeah, you just bat the team out of it, you know, and crush them and demoralise them. And that seems to become the fashion in modern-day cricket. But cricket's a bit more subtle than that. It can come back to bite you, and that's kind of what's happened. And yeah, it's one of the beauties of Test cricket. We've still got a game where, you know, the result is possible for England, and that looked incredibly unlikely yesterday.
Right, Australia bowled out for 138, and Jimmy Anderson very much the main man there. Incredible session for him.
Yeah, it really was, and it just goes to show, you know, he's going to be so hard to replace. I mean, this could be his last series. You know, he's getting on a bit, and we know. I could well see him wanting to have a couple of seasons at Lancashire at the end of his career as well. So yeah, it could be difficult. It could be difficult to replace him. I mean, he's simply irreplaceable when he's bowling in those conditions. When the ball is swinging for him, there's no one better in the world.
His stats, 5 for 43, pretty amazing. Right, so England 60 for 2, and you're not living in huge hope, but there is an outside chance that we might see a little bit of a sporting miracle today.
You never know. It goes without saying, but it's a massive innings for Joe Root, this. He's not really done it so far with the bat. We know he can bat long. You know, he scores big hundreds. England really need him to do that now. It's also a big thing for innings for James Vince. He's very attacking batsman, but that's not what's needed here. They need someone to hang in with Root and really get stuck in. So it's a different kind of innings they need from Vince, who's known as a bit of a streaky, entertaining batsman to watch. But he needs to put away some of those shots this evening and really concentrate and support his captain. So yeah, massive ask, but if we can somehow get through to the end of the day with maybe one more wicket down, who knows, there may be a chance.
Jamie, let's hope. We'll catch up tomorrow. Thank you, pal.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.